各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace be with all brothers and sisters.
我们继续查考创世纪第二十一章。
Let's continue studying Book of Genesis chapter 21.
这章主题我们把它定为以撒凭着应许而生。
The essence of this chapter is based on the promise that Isaac will be born.
我们把它分为两三段啊。
And I'll break those up into three sections.
第一段就是以撒怎么凭应许来生。
First of which is how Isaac was born by promise.
这第一节到第七节。
Which happens from verse 1 to verse 7.
那第八节到二十一节
，and from verse 8 to verse 21，
就是提到夏甲和以实玛利。
I talk about Hagar and also Ishmael。
那二十二节到三十四节，就是与亚伯这个亚比米勒来立约。
And from verse 22 to verse 34.It's about a covenant that was made with Abimelech.
我们现在先看第一段啊。
Let's first of all read the first paragraph.
第一节这里提到耶和华按照先前的话眷顾撒拉，使便照所说的给撒拉成就。当亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕，到神所说的日期，就给亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。第三节
，verse three，
亚伯拉罕给撒拉所生的儿子，给他起名叫以撒。从这段圣经让我们看到神应许的。必定要成就的。
And we see how promise of God has been fulfilled through these verses.
因为神啊，不能啊来违背自己的这个说话。
Simply because God will never, he will live by His promise.
我们看这个提摩太后书哈。
Let's turn to Second Timothy.
第二章的十三节。
Chapter 2 of Book of Second Timothy, Chapter 2, verse.
提摩太后书第二章十三节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 13.
这里说我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背负自己。人会失信的。
Man can sometimes be unfaithful.
人的承诺有时候没有办法来兑现。
And the promises of man can sometimes be a default.
不是他故意不兑现。
It's not because a person that doesn't want to live by his promise.
可能是因为他能力不足。
Perhaps because he doesn't have the ability to live up to his promise.
可能环境的变化。
Maybe the surrounding has changed.
让他没有办法来兑现他的承诺。
So that he or she cannot do what he or she has promised.
但是神是绝对可信的。
But then God is the one that you can trust.
因为神一定不会违背了他所应许的话语。
Because God cannot disown himself.Especially his promises.
这个我们再参考约书亚记二十一章哈。
Let's turn to Book of Joshua.
约书亚记二十一章的四十五节。
Joshua chapter 23 verse 45.
这段圣经是当以色列百姓进入迦南地，收服了迦南地之后。
This is talking about how Israelites has gone into the land of Canaan and how they have taken over the land of Canaan.
我们看四十五节。
Let's read verse 45.
这里就提到耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的话，一句也没有落空，通通应验了。
told us right here how God has lived up to his promise, that every single word that is promised.
因为神是信实的神,
because God is a faithful God.
祂不会背负自己的,
he'll never disown himself.
也因为神是全能的神,
and because God is almighty,
祂有绝对的能力来兑现祂的应许, 祂的承诺,
he has the ability to fulfill his promise.
神曾经选召亚伯拉罕,
and God has once chosen Abraham.
12章开始就应许说,
and from verse 12 and on, God has promised him to be a great nation.
13章说要使他的后裔如同地上的尘沙,
and at chapter 13, God has promised him that his descendants will be as numerous as the sands by the seaside.
15章, 有应许说, 要让他的后裔如同天上的星,
over at chapter 15, God has promised him that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
到17章来,
and until chapter 17,
17章19节,
chapter 17, verse 19,
神又更明确地来对他的应许说,
and God once again stressed about his promise.
明年这个时候,
he said, next year at this time,
撒拉要生以撒,
your wife Sarah will bear you a son.
甚至预先就给他起了名字叫以撒,
and God has already given the son a name by Isaac.
以撒就是喜笑的意思, 喜笑,
Isaac means that being happy.
感受到神的大恩大能大爱,
and someone who have felt the great love, immense love of God.
所以神就叫亚伯拉罕把所生的孩子叫以撒,
and God has told him that his son will be named Isaac.
确实神也使他成为大国,
as a matter of fact, his descendants has later on become great nations.
神应许的绝对要实现的,
and a promise of God will be fulfilled.
所以我们也谈过了, 神应许给亚伯拉罕啊, 要成为大国,
therefore God has also promised Isaac to have great nations.
有多大?
How big a nation is going to be?
其实现在的以色列国小小一个,
as a matter of fact, if you look at Israel right now, it's only a little strip of land.
但是神对亚伯拉罕应许的国啊, 是从伯拉大河, 一直到埃及小河,
but then the land that God has promised to Abraham was so large that it extend to Egypt.
是一个相当大的国度的,
it is a very great nation.
当然更大的国,
of course, this great nation that was referring to is not the nation of this world.
不是属世界的,
it's not of this world,
乃是属灵的,
but it's of the Spirit.
基督的国度,
it is of Christ.
所以神的应许, 神的预言总是一步一步的一直在兑现,
so the promises and also revelations of God will be fulfilled one by one.
所以将来基督地上的王国也必要兑现,
in the future the nation of Christ will be fulfilled as well.
我们看回来创世纪21章的第4节第5节,
please turn back to Genesis chapter 21.
这里提到以撒生下来第8天,
verse 4,
亚伯拉罕照着神所吩咐的给以撒行了割礼。第5节,
verse 5,
他儿子以撒生的时候, 亚伯拉罕年100岁, 所以当以撒出生之后, 到第8天, 亚伯拉罕啊, 就要来兑现神与他的立约。
When Isaac was born the eighth day, he was circumcised.
我们已经谈过了，神与亚伯拉罕立约的这个记号就是割礼。
We know that the covenant between God and Abraham, was the circumcision.
哦，所以亚伯拉罕99岁，这个以实玛利13岁，以及他家里所有的男丁属于他的都行了割礼。
So all of the male in the family of Abraham has undergone circumcision.
第二年以撒出生了。
And then the second year Isaac was born.
第八天就行了割礼。
On the eighth day, circumcision was performed.
当然这个割礼也就是神与人立约的一个记号。
And this circumcision symbolizes the covenant between God and man.
神要亚伯拉罕吩咐他的后裔子孙要永远坚守这个约。
And God wanted his Abraham and also his generations, descendants to obey by his command.
当然，耶稣基督来了，就把这个旧约成全在新约里面。
Of course, when Jesus Christ came, this old covenant has been fulfilled in the New Testament.
我们看哥罗西书。
Please turn to the book of Colossians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
11节、12节。
Verse 11 and 12.
哥罗西书第二章11节、12节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12.
你们在它里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。十二节，你们既然受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活的神的功用。是神把旧约的这个割礼就成全在耶稣基督里这个新约的敬礼里面。
So the circumcision in the Old Testament has been fulfilled in the New Testament era in terms of baptism.
所以这个旧约时代这个割礼是除掉肉体的污秽。
Circumcision was only to get rid of the filth of the physical body.
主来把属肉成全在属灵里面。
And then when Jesus Christ came, he was in this world to fulfill the Spirit.
洗礼就是使我们脱去肉体情欲的这个割礼。
And baptism is the spiritual circumcision of one soul.
所以我们借着洗礼与耶稣基督同时同埋葬。
Through baptism, we are buried together with Christ.
也与耶稣基督同复活。
And to resurrect together with Christ.
受洗洗去了我们一切的罪。
Baptism that wash away all of our sins.
让我们在主耶稣基督里得到一个复活的重生的生命。
In Jesus Christ we were once reborn and renewed.
所以我们不是单单信了主耶稣就可以。
And it is not enough for us to only believe in the Lord.
洗礼就是神与我们立约的一个记号。
And baptism symbolizes the fact that we have made a covenant with God.
所以主耶稣说，信而受洗必然得救。
For those who believe and baptize will be saved.
不信的必被定罪。
For those disbelieve will be condemned.
受洗归入基督。
And when you baptize and become one part of Christ,
就披戴了基督,
then you have put on Christ on you.
就是有耶稣基督的救赎宝血的这个记号在我们身上。
Then you have this, signs of the blood of Jesus Christ on you.
所以受洗就披戴基督了。
And to baptize means that you put on Christ on you.
以色列百姓能够免去那最大的灾，就是灭长子之灾、毁灭之灾。
the greatest disaster ever happened to Israelites were that their firstborn almost being killed.
就是因为他们的门框门楣上有羊血做记号。
The reason why their firstborn was safe from such a disaster because they have blood on the door.
面面的天使出来实行毁灭。
And then the angels were out in the city to destruct.
就凭着羊血的记号。
And this blood of lamb served as a signal.
如果以色列人他不信,
if the Israelites didn't believe,
不照主耶稣的话,
they didn't want to follow what Jesus or God has told them.
门楣门框不抹上羊血。
So at the door, if they refuse to put on the blood of lamb,
没有神立约的记号,
then there is no mark of this covenant of God.
那天使就进去施行毁灭。
Then the angel will just go right in and kill the firstborn.
犹太人、以色列人之外，如果他们知道，哎，神的救赎，他们相信门楣门框抹上羊血。
And anybody else other than Israelites, if they happen to believe that they should put on this blood of lamb on their door,
他们这个家就得到平安。Then
a family will also enjoy such a peace.
所以这是神与人立约的记号，旧约就是用割礼，新约就呈现在洗礼这个上面。And
that's a sign and also mark of a covenant made between God and man that has been fulfilled through baptism.
你慕道了几十年，也得了圣灵，但是呢，你没有受洗。Perhaps
you have been coming to the church for 10-some years, and you have already received the Holy Spirit, but you have yet been baptized.
你没有耶稣基督啊救赎的保险的记号。
You don't have the mark of such of the salvation from Jesus Christ.
哎，你就不能保全生命的。Then
you cannot preserve your spiritual life.
因为这是神与人立约的记号。Because
that is the single mark or sign that you should have to prove that you have made covenant between God and yourself.
我们看回来21章第6节第7节。
Please turn back to Genesis chapter 21, verse 6 and 7.
21章第6节,创世纪21章第6节第7节。
Genesis chapter 21, verse 6 and 7.
撒拉说,神使我喜笑,凡听见的必与我一同喜笑。 第七节,
Verse 7.
又说谁能预先对亚伯拉罕说撒拉要乳养婴孩呢? 因为在他年老的时候我给他生了一个儿子。这两节啊是撒拉所做的诗。
These two verses are the poem that has been written, has been made by Sarah.
我们中文看不出来，如果原文呢是按照希伯来文这个体裁的结构写出来的，是一首诗。
In this translation, probably cannot tell it's a poem, but in Hebrew, it actually was a poem itself.
撒拉从 暗笑，现在已经信心长进到喜笑。
And the faith of Sarah has grew from disbelief to full of faith.
她这个喜笑是从心里怀着感恩的心，从心里喜乐出来的。
And the reason why she laughed because she laughed from the joy of in her heart.
哎，她的信心得到长进了。
And her faith has grown.
所以我们的信心要长进，必须要经过
To grow our faith, we have to go through trials and also tribulations.
所以我们也一再的强调说，我们信徒不要怕受苦。
We always stress that Christians should not be afraid of difficulty.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are the children of God.
神是爱。
And God is love.
神绝对不会让他所爱的儿女白白受苦的。
And God will not allow his children to suffer for nothing.
所以约瑟受苦的时候，他很清楚明白说，神的意思原是好的。
When Joseph was suffering, he knew better that that was out of the good will of God.
为了成就神所要完成的这个工作。
It is the purpose is to fulfill the work of God.
所以约瑟虽然啊，他敬神守道。
Even though Joseph has observed by God's commands.
但是他却经历很多的苦难。
But then he has undergone a lot of difficulties.
神怎么让义人受苦呢？
And how did God allow the righteous to suffer?
圣经也说，义人必多受苦难。
The Bible says that the righteous will suffer more than others.
为何？
Why was that so?
约瑟很清楚，神的意思原是好。
And Joseph knew better that was out of the good
will of God. 神在我们每个人身上都有他的计划。
For every one of us, God has individual plans for us.
所以约瑟再怎么苦，他顺服神。
Doesn't matter how Joseph suffered, but then there's good purpose of God.
他从不发怨言。
He never complained.
结果神的计划成就在他身上。
As a result, the will of God has been fulfilled through Joseph.
我们十七章也查过了，神对亚伯兰说，啊，跟他立约的时候啊，说你的祖孙，我要将你的祖孙从埃及地领回来这里。
And over at chapter 17, we knew that God has promised Abraham that his descendants will be, his people will be brought to the land of Canaan.
并且是四百年后的事情。
And that was told, that was supposed to happen 400 years later.
诗篇105篇就提到了，神就预先借着约瑟被带着脚镣手链被拉到埃及当奴隶。
And Psalm 105, chapter 105 actually describes how Joseph has been captivated and brought to the land of Egypt.
后来又被祖母陷害坐牢。
And then he has been plotted against by the wife of the master, and he was in prison.
在监牢里面为九正善长解梦。
And then he translated the dream that the cupbearer had.
两年之后才得到机会来到法老面前为法老解梦。
And 2 years later, he had this opportunity to actually translate the dreams that the king had.
而成为埃及的宰相。
And then he became the prime minister of Egypt.
所以在七年的丰收之后，接着就是七年的饥荒。
And 7 years of great harvest.Followed by 7 years of famine.
雅各家就下埃及来抵粮。
And the house of Jacob that came to Egypt for food.
结果约瑟跟他的兄弟欢聚在一起。
Then at that time, Joseph once again met with his brothers.
并且让他们能够移民居住在埃及最肥美的牧羊人最好的地方歌珊地。
And he was able to have his brothers and his family to live at the best or the most fertile lands in Egypt.
果然有不认识约瑟的王兴起了。
And then, there were kingdom that has been formed after Joseph.
所以以色列百姓在埃及就受苦了。
And the Israelites suffering in the land of Egypt.
四百年后。
And after 400 years,
神就借着摩西带领他们离开埃及。
And through Moses, God allowed the Israelites to be brought out of the land of Egypt.
回到神应许的迦南地。
And then to have returned to the promised land of Canaan.
借着约书亚收复了迦南地。
And through Joshua, that this land of Canaan has been given back to them.
神的每句话都兑现了。
Every word of God has been fulfilled.
所以我们啊，信徒在遭遇苦难的时候，
when members are going through difficulties,
圣经说我们要以为大喜乐。
And we should be even more joyful.
这是一种信心的操练。
Because it is a trial of faith.
哎，看哥罗西书第二章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 2.
第六节第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
哥罗西书第二章第六节第七节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 and 7.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。第七节。
Verse 7.
在他里面啊，要生根建造，信心坚固，就如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。是我们啊，既然接受耶稣基督做我们的救主。
Since we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior,
我们在凡事上要尊主为大，遵照主的教训啊，去做，去行。
And things we do that we have to look up to God.
啊，不管我们遭遇的如何
，doesn't matter what kind of circumstances you have to face.
我们总要信心要坚固。
You must have the faith, a strong faith.
不要因人跌倒。
You shouldn't fall just because of other people.
不要因为所面临的苦难而失去了信心。
You shouldn't lose your faith just because you have to go undergo a trial.
我们在主耶稣基督里面呢，要好像树扎了根，不被移动了。
In Jesus Christ, we're just likened to a tree that has been well rooted.
好像房子建在磐石上，是经得起考验的。
Like a house that is built on a rock, then it will be able to withstand trials.
当我们经历过这个试炼之后
，After all these trials,
哎，就如我们所领受的教训一样
，Then just like the teachings that we have,
回头一看
，Then you look back,
感谢主
，Then you thank God.
啊，苦难过去了，神的恩典来到了
，And all these trials has disappeared, and blessings has followed.
我们感谢的心就增长了。
And then our heart of thanksgiving will grow by the day.
我们的信心就增长了。
And our faith will grow.
啊，是诗篇六十五篇十一节说，恩典要成为我们年岁的冠冕。
And Psalm chapter 65 verse 14 it says that we have to grow by our faith.
我们信仰的历程越长久，累积神的恩典就越多。
The longer that we stay in the faith of God.The more that we'll enjoy the blessings of God.
哎，所以在这里也让我们看到撒拉的信心增长了。
And we've seen over here that how Sarah's faith has grown.
由暗笑已经进到喜笑了。
And then from being laughing until she's laughing from the joy in her heart.
我们看回来第二段啊。创世纪
Let's go to the second paragraph.
二十一章第八节以下
Genesis chapter 21 verse 8 and on.
第八节这里提到这个孩子啊，渐渐长大就断了奶，以撒断奶的日子，亚伯拉罕就设摆丰盛的筵席哦。以前婴孩出生就是吃母奶的。
In the past, babies were fed by are breastfed.
但是当断了奶，他就自己要吃干粮了。
But when babies were weaned, they have to go on solid food.
自己要费力啊，要吃食物，要咀嚼，要去消化。
Children will have to bite and grind and digest themselves.
哎，我们刚信主的时候，好像婴孩一样。
When we first believe in Jesus Christ, we're likened to a baby.
哎，就是带领我们的人，教会的传道弟兄姐妹啊，不断的啊，以这个你不用费力的话语来造就我们，勉励我们。
And people, just like the ministers and also the friends that brought us here, will try to.Feed us with words that is easier to digest.
只要你张开嘴巴，把这个奶吸进去就够了。
You only need to open up your mouth, and this milk will flow into your mouth.
但是不能一直吃奶，会营养不足。
But you cannot be only fed by milk, you'll be malnutritioned.
到断奶的时候
until the day that you were weaned,
你就自己要吃干粮了。
Then you have to go on solid food.
因为这个时候母奶已经不够营养供给我们的需要了。
Because at that time, the milk of mother will no longer be nutritious enough for you to grow.
也就是我们信了主之后，我们自己呢要能够从神领受属灵的灵粮。
That means to say that when we believe in the Lord, we later on we should be able to take up the spiritual solid food ourselves.
不能一直像婴孩一样啊。
We shouldn't stay as a baby.
好了，不要哭了，不要哭了。
Always, you always need to be pampered.
哦，一直要人家哄他。
And you always need people to comfort you.
我去教会都没有人问我。
There are people saying that, well, when I go to church, nobody greet me.
你怎么不问人家呢？
And I question, why don't you greet others?
吃奶吃惯了，被哄惯了，来，就是等着人家来问候我。没有，怎么大家都瞧不起我？怎么没有人来跟我打招呼？
And these people are just like babies that had milk for too long. They always wanted others to greet them, but they never think about how they can greet others.
我们在属灵灵程上，我们应该要不断的增长。
In our walk of faith, we should be able to grow by the day.
小孩子受服侍。
And children are the one that was served.
长大了，他就要服侍人。
When they grow up, they will have to serve others.
小孩子吃不了苦。
And children can never be trialed.
所以小孩子最不喜欢吃苦瓜了。那苦苦不好吃。
Just an analogy that children dislike bitter melons.
以色列人跟我们华人有同样的，过年的时候，他们过一夜节跟我们过年一样，要吃苦菜。
And then just like the Chinese at the Chinese New Year, the Jews they over at the feast of Passover they will have to. They will have to enjoy this bitter dish.
小时候不喜欢吃，大人说不可以吃，不可以，一定要吃。
When children said that they dislike bitter melon, we'll always say that no, you have to eat it.
其实不在乎那个菜苦不苦，就是要我们有那种愿意吃苦的精神啊。
Well, it's not about how you can. Eat all this bitter food, but rather the spirit of being able to take up bitterness.
不要怕吃苦啊。
You shouldn't be able to suffer bitterness.
所以我们说，吃得苦中苦，方为人上人。
The more you suffer, the more that you grow.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's look at the book of Hebrew.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章十三节十四节。
Hebrew chapter 5 verse 13 and 14.
凡只能吃奶的都不熟稔仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。十四节。
Verse 14.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨是非了。我们自己要能够吃干粮。
We should be able to take solid food.
也是对神的话语，我们能够不断的去反复思想。
It means that you can always regurgitate on the words of God.
像吃干粮，不断的去咀嚼它，才会吃出味道来。
I liken to having this solid food that you constantly chew it down, then you will feel the words of God.
才能够让我们所领受的食物能够吸收，化为我们生命的力量。
So can you absorb and also digest the words of God to form a spiritual life?
所以神看为洁净的动物必须要能够分体又能够道绝的。
And as a clean animal that God has regarded, those will have to be the one that can regurgitate.
对, 像牛,
like the cows,
像羊,
and like the goats.
诶, 能够把吃下去的草料不断地在肚子里, 慢慢地直角,一次又一次地, 一直到能够完全把它消化吸收为止。
They regurgitate their food until the stage where they can digest and also absorb.
所以我们对神的话语也是一样，我们的心窍要能够习念的通达。
I liken to listening to the words of God that we should be able to distinguish from good and evil.
我们听到不是马耳东风啊。
When we listen to the words of God, it's just not. It is not just listening to it.
我们读圣经, 也不是走马看花,
when we read the Bible, it's not only simply doing speed reading.
我们应该是像吃干粮一样,
it should be likened to eating solid food.
哎, 慢慢地去直嚼, 越直嚼, 越有力, 越有味道。
The more you regurgitate, the more strength they will find.
有一段时间我们当兵的时候, 哇, 断了粮, 剩下大米, 什么都没有。
When I was in the military, there was once that we have gone out of food, so we only have rice.
因为传单言了, 我们在外岛, 传单言了, 没有菜进了。
We're in the islands where all these shipments have been delayed.
只有饭已经很好了。
It's good enough to have rice alone.
所以那些老兵啊, 就告诉我们,
and then the more senior soldiers told us,
你慢慢吃, 慢慢直嚼,
you eat it slowly and you try to bite it slowly.
诶, 你就越嚼越吃啊, 啊, 你就越觉得甘甜, 越有味道。
The more you grind, the more sweet that you will feel.
确实是啊, 虽然那个阿兵哥吃的是糙米, 哈, 很硬的, 很, 但是呢, 你慢慢直角直角, 诶, 慢慢, 那麦芽糖就跑出来, 就觉得是甜的。
Even though we have brown rice at that time, but then if you eat it slowly and you bite slowly, then you gradually feel the sweetness from the rice.
诶, 我们查经的时候也是一样啊。
When we study the Bible, it's the same.
到底这段圣经, 神要告诉我什么?
What is God trying to tell me through this paragraph?
我们要 反复去思想,
you must think about this over and over again.
哎, 虽然创世纪读过好多次了, 也神学院里上过课了,
perhaps we have read this book of Genesis a couple of times, and also we have studied about this book at the theological seminar.
但是为了跟大家一起来分享, 就重新啊, 再慢慢地, 去反复思想。
But then in order to share with you, I would like to share with you slowly and to regurgitate with the words of Genesis.
其实虽然是分享, 自己得到, 先得到了造就的乃是自己。
Even though we're sharing, I'm the first one to have been benefited from this book.
所以圣经特别提到以撒断了奶,
especially talk about how Isaac was weaned.
我们看回来第九节, 创世纪21章第9节,
Genesis chapter 21 verse 9.
诶, 当断奶的日子, 他们有一个, 节庆啊, 就特别办了筵席。
And then at this special day, Abraham held a great feast.
我们华人有习惯, 孩子啊, 出生满月的时候就发红蛋了，大家一起来欢喜吃红蛋。
In the Chinese culture, when a baby was born for the first month, we'll distribute red eggs.
哦，所以为了以撒的出生断了奶，哇，亚伯拉罕呐，摆设了丰盛的筵席，大家一起啊来高兴。
And a child grew and was weaned, and on the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham held a great feast.
第九节这里提到, 当时撒拉就看见了埃及人夏甲给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子啊, 在戏笑。
And but Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar, an Egyptian, had borne to Abraham was mocking.
这个细笑可能啊，嚯，我今年已经十四岁了，你啊，大他十三岁了啊，从来哎我都没有这么过哇，你突然来，大家就为你这么高兴，他可能啊，以实玛利亚心里不舒服哎，嫉妒哎。
And Ishmael mocked probably because she was jealous over how Abraham has thrown a great feast for Isaac simply because he was weaned.
这里细笑应该是指着恶意的。
When it says mocking here, I think it's out of ill intention.
保罗的解释啊，就是逼迫。
Explanation of Paul is about persecution.
我们看加拉太书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
我们看29节。
Let's read verse 29.
当时按着血气生的 逼迫了那按着灵生的，这个圣灵原文是没有生啊，是灵，按着灵生的，现在也是这样，所以这个以实玛利对以撒的戏笑啊，保罗说那是逼迫。
So the mockery of Ishmael is actually persecution.
可能啊有恶意的攻击。
Ill intention of to attack.
有时候小孩子啊，还没有弟弟妹妹的时候，爸爸妈妈都宠他。现在有了小人出来，爸爸妈妈把爱转移到你身上来，嫉妒了，会偷打他。When
you look at children, if he or she is the only child, perhaps the attention of parent will be concentrated on this child. But then when there's a younger brother or sister that came along, then this older brothers and sister will hit the younger one sometimes.
因为你的缘故，我就失宠啊。Because
you feel that you lost the mother, the love of the parents.
他的心不平衡啊。And
you just feel uneasy about it.
他就拿他出气了。
So the only way the children could do was to bully their younger ones.
所以这个时候呢，当这个以实玛利亚在戏笑这个以撒的时候，哎，撒拉看到了。And
when Ishmael mocked Sarah saw it.
那撒拉怎么说
？And what did Sarah say?
我们再看回来21章。
Let's look back to chapter 21.
第十节
，verse ten，
撒拉就对亚伯拉罕说：“你把这个使女和他的儿子赶出去，因为这使女的儿子不可以与我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。”十一节
，verse eleven，
亚伯拉罕因他儿子的缘故很忧愁。好，你看夏甲。 在那个时候，夏甲不过是一个使女，一个使女在主人的家中根本没有人权，没有地位的。And
Hagar was only a slave woman. Of course, she will never have a status in a family.
竟然呐，你以前藐视我，你逃跑了，又回来了。And
since this Hagar has ran away before and came back.
以为你背你可以啊，生了孩子你可以啊，代替祖母了。And
thinking that when she at has given birth to children for Abraham, and then he could she can become the wife of master.
现在你的儿子竟然也讥笑我的儿子。
In this instance, the son of Ishmael mocked at the son of Sarah.
逼迫他,
and then to persecute him.
所以他就对亚伯兰说了，把这个使女和那儿子赶出去。
Therefore, Sarah told Abraham that to get rid of this slave woman and her son.
这个赶出去啊，原文是非常强烈的哦。
In the original text, getting rid of this statement of getting rid of the woman and also her son was a very strong one.
好像踢一条狗一样把他踢走。
Just like kicking a dog out of the door.
哎，因为使你的儿子不能跟我的儿子一同承受产业。
And she thought that this slave woman and a son will never share the inheritance of together with his son, her son.
其实神早就告诉亚伯拉罕。
As a matter of fact, God has long told Abraham.
哎，从撒拉生的才是你的儿子，他才能过。神的约上有份，才能够承受产业的。
It is only the son of Sarah will inherit, will get the inheritance from you.
所以啊，亚伯拉罕听撒拉这么讲，当然了，他心就很忧愁了。
When Abraham heard what Sarah had said, of course he's very concerned.
可能他就求问神。
And then he asked God.
十二节。
Verse 12.
神竟然啊，对亚伯拉罕说
：“And God told Abraham,
你不必为这个童子和使女啊来忧愁，凡撒拉对你说的话，你都要听从，因为从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。”哎，连神都同意撒拉的做法。
Even God has agreed with Sarah.
要把这个使女和她儿子赶出去的
which is to get rid of the slave woman and also the son.
当然，亚伯拉罕心里忧愁了。
And of course, Abraham is distressed.
我们说一夜夫妻百日恩啊，何况撒拉又跟我这个夏甲又跟我生了一个儿子以实玛利，已经十几岁了。
And by definition, they're husband and wife as well.And also they had a children over 10 years old. And then they have affection towards one another.
当时断奶大概要三岁。断奶的时候大概三岁。
那个。
以撒断奶的时候吧。
When Isaac was weaned, it was about 3 years old.
诶，那以实玛利大他13岁了，应该已经16岁了。
So by the time I think that the son of Ishmael was about 16.
你看，还没有以撒之前啊，以实玛利天天叫亚伯拉罕阿爸阿爸。
And before they had Isaac.
亚伯拉罕一定很安慰啊，因为啊，他年纪这么大才得了老来子啊。
Before they have Isaac, this son of Ishmael.Have been quite close to Abraham for 10 years.
已经建立了，哎，这个骨肉之亲呢，亲子的之情很深，已经十几年了，现在要把他赶出去。
And they're related in blood, and then right now it's time for him to get rid of them.
所以他心很忧愁。
Of course, it's very distressed.
他求问神。
Then he asked God.
神竟然也这么告诉他。
But then God said the same thing as Sarah.
但是呢，神却给亚伯拉罕一个安慰。
Then God has consolated Abraham.
没错，凡是撒拉所说的，你都要照这样去做。
He said that whatever Sarah told you, you have to do likewise.
至于这个使女和她的儿子呢
？And about this, Ishmael and also her son.
看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
哎，至于使你的儿子，我也必使他的后裔成为一国啊，因为他是你所生的，因为以实玛利也是亚伯拉罕所生的，所以神也要恩待以实玛利。
So Ishmael was born out of Abraham, therefore God will also treat him properly.
因为他也是亚伯拉罕的骨肉啊。
Because he is also the offspring of Abraham.
所以因着亚伯拉罕的缘故，以实玛利，神也要看顾他。
So God will definitely take care of him.
要让他成为一个大国。
Then he will become a great nation.
哎，后来以实玛利呢？他妈妈夏甲为他娶了一个埃及的女子，也生了十二个支派。
And later on, this son of Ishmael also married an Egyptian wife and have 12 children.
就是现在的
and that formed 12 tribes.
阿拉伯王国。
And it is right now the nations of Arab.
这些回教国家。
And all of the Muslim countries.
以实玛利就是他们的祖先。
And Ishmael is their ancestor.
所以他们也是敬拜天上真神的。
They also revere the God in heaven.
他们也称亚伯拉罕做他们的主。
They also regarded Abraham as their Lord.
所以他们也因为亚伯拉罕也得到神的看顾。
So because of Abraham, they have been looked after by God as well.
但是却不能来承受跟以撒一起承受产业了。
But then they will never have a share of inheritance with Isaac.
在神的立约上是没有份的。
In the promise of God, they have no share of it.
啊，也许这个我们以后可以专题来讲。
And perhaps I can talk about this summertime.
哎，所以亚伯拉罕既然听了神这么吩咐他对神是充满着绝对信心的，他的信心现在已经非常长进了。
And since God has told this to him, therefore he is full of faith. He believes in God.
虽然心里忧愁，非常的不舍，但是十四节说，亚伯拉罕清早起来，就拿饼和一皮带水给夏甲搭在他的肩上，又把孩子交在他手里，打发他走。
And even though he was so unwilling and also distressed, but early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar.
给他饼和一皮带水。
And gave him some food and also a skin of water.
夏甲就带着以实玛利，亚伯拉罕就把他们送走了。
So he sent them off.
哎。但是夏甲走了，后来在别示巴旷野啊，却迷了路了。
After Hagar left, she wandered in the desert of Beersheba.
十五节说，皮带的水用尽了。
And then verse 15 it says that when the water in the skin was gone,
那在旷野。沙漠地方没有水就活不下去了。
And in the desert, you will die without water.
哎，所以就把孩子放在小树底下。
So she put the boy under one of the bushes.
自己离开有一个事件的一个距离，两个母子相对而哭。
And then she went off and sat down nearby and were weeping together with the boy.
因为不忍他这个儿子就这样渴死了。
She just cannot see her son die.
因为迷了路嘛。
Because they lost their way.
没水喝就死了。
Without water, they will die.
哎，没食物还不要紧，有水就活得下去哦。
You can go without food, but you cannot go without water.
所以两个母子就相对的放声大哭。
So they sat down and then they wept.
但是神既然应许，要使以实玛利也成为一个大国。
But since God has promised the descendants of Ishmael will form a great nation.
是十七节以下就提到神听见了童子的声音。
Verse 17 it says God heard the boy crying.
神的使者就从天上呼叫夏甲
And then the angel of God called Hagar from heaven and said to her,
对夏甲说，你为什么呢？不要害怕， 神已经听见童子的声音了，你起来，把童子抱在怀里，我必使他的，使他成为大国。神再一次的亲自跟夏甲和以实玛利应许。
God once again reassured with Hagar, with a promise.
哎，这个时候呢，神就使夏甲的眼睛明亮起来了。
And then her eyes, were enlightened.
他就看见了一口水井，就去将皮带的水啊装了满，给这个童子喝。
And she saw a well of water and gave the water to her son.
接下来说，神就保护童子，他就渐渐长大，住在旷野，成了弓箭手。他住在巴兰的旷野，他的母亲就从埃及给他娶了一个妻子。
And then when he is grown up, and then later on he married a wife.
那从这段圣经又让我们看到，你看，撒拉亚伯兰给他的是一皮带水，
撒拉
啊，给这个夏甲呢是一皮带水。
We have seen this how Abraham has given Hagar only a skin of water.
人的帮助有限呐、
As men, there is only very limited help that you can tender.
从人的帮助不够。得到的是一皮带水而已。
The help of man can sometimes be only a skin of water.
从神来的帮助呢
？But then the help from God.
却像一口水井。
It will always be like a well of water.
水井是活水。
The well of water is have living water in it.
取之不尽，用之不竭。
You never stop drawing water from it.
现在年轻小孩子可能看不到水井啊，以前我们小时候水井是你水越拿上来，它的水质就越清越好。
And perhaps a lot of youth right here have never seen a well before. As for a well, the more that you draw water from it, the clearer will be the water.
我们小时候还到井里面打过水啊，哎打。水一直打，好像没水了，一下子，它又满起来了。
When I was young, we always draw water from the well, and it seems that we have drawn all the water in it, but then gradually, water will come in again.
我们要靠神，不要靠人。
We should depend on God, not man.
人的帮助确实是有限。
The help of man can only be so limited.
从神的帮助才是无限的。
The help of God is always unlimited.
人的帮助好像一皮带水，只是一时止渴而已啊。
The help of man is only for a spare moment.
神给我们的是一口水井。
And the help that God has given us is a well of water.
啊，所以我们要靠神，不要靠人。
So we have to depend and also rely on God, not man.
我讲过一个见证哈。
And I've shared with you this one testimony.
有一个姐妹啊，一大早五六点打电话给我。
There was a sister who called me early in the morning about 5.
哦，说传道不好意思打扰你啊。
And she said that I'm so sorry that I have to disturb you so early in the morning.
我整个晚上没有睡觉啊。
I couldn't sleep all night.
哦，我碰到啊很急难的事情。
And there's something very, very urgent.
传道，你要帮我祷告。
And preacher, please pray for me.
啊，求主为我开路啊。
Please ask God to help me.
哎，我说你也要祷告啊。
Then I told her that you should pray as well.
因为这个信徒平常信心不大好。
Because this member, her faith is not very good.
我就趁这个机会啊，鼓励他。
So through such an opportunity, I tried to encourage her.
她说会了，会了。
And she promised me that I will.
过两天打电话给我。
And 2 days later, she called me.
传道不用祷告了。
And she told me that, well, preacher, you don't have to pray for me anymore.
我说事情解决了。
And I asked her, is the urgent matter that has been solved?
哦，她还说感谢主了，我现在找到一个非常啊。 有势力的人已经答应要帮我了。
And then she told me that, well, thank God that I found somebody who is very powerful that can help me.
哎，只要他答应一句话，没问题。
As long as he promised and he could give me a hand, and there shouldn't be any problem.
哦，所以传道，谢谢你哈，不用再祷告了。
And then she said that, well, thank you, preacher. You don't have to pray anymore.
我说你还是要祷告哦。
But then I stressed to her that you should still continue to pray.
她就敷衍我两句啊，好了好了。
And she tried to ignore me by saying, well, I will.
电话就挂断了。
And then we hung up.
过两天又打电话来了。
And 2 days later, she called again.
哇，我听她的声音，我说，那你又怎么了？
When I heard her voice, then I quickly asked her, what happened to you?
传道还是要帮我祷告耶。
And then this sister told me again that, well, I think the preacher, you still have to pray for me.
说你不是找到一个非常有势力的人答应你了吗？只要一句话都没事啦。
And then I asked her that, didn't you find somebody who's very powerful who can help you all the way through?
是没错啦。
And she said, well, that's somewhat right.
那没错就好了。
And I said, well, it sounds good to me.
但是他今天啊，半夜忽然间暴毙了。
But you know what? Suddenly this person died last night.
我们看诗篇146篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 146.
诗篇146篇。
Psalm 146.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你不要依靠君王，不要依靠世人，他一点不能帮助。第四节。
Verse 4.
他的气一断，就归回尘土，他所打算的当日就消灭了。第五节。
Verse 5.
以雅各的神为帮助，仰望耶和华他神的，这人变为有福。第六节。
Verse 6.
因为耶和华是造天地海和其中万物的，他守诚实直到永远。人活着不过一口气。
As a man, we only have a breath.
人的帮助是非常有限的。
The help from man is only so limited.
但是以雅各的神。
But then if you rely on the God of Jacob.
雅各的神就是造天地万物和其中万物的神。
And the God of Jacob is the maker of heaven and earth.
也就是一个全能的神。
It's a God of Almighty.
并且是守诚实直到永远的神。
And who remains faithful forever.
神才是可靠的。
God is the only one that we can rely on.
所以我们要一心一意靠神。不要单单想靠人。
We must wholeheartedly rely on God, not to always try to rely on man.
那最后一段就是提到亚伯拉罕与这个亚比米勒立约。
And the last paragraph is about the covenant made between Abimelech and also Abraham.
亚比米勒为什么要和亚伯拉罕立约？
And why did Abimelech wanted to make covenant with Abraham.
我们看回来21章的22节。
Let's read chapter 21, verse
22. 这个亚比米勒和他的军长腓各对亚伯拉罕说，凡你所行的都有神的保佑。因为他看到神与亚伯拉罕同在，他所做的一些都有神特别的保佑啊。
He saw that God is with Abraham in everything he did.
所以他想跟他来立约。
So then he decided to have a covenant with him.
我以前曾经怎么样厚待你。
In the past, how I have treated you nicely.
那你也要照样来厚待我
Then I think that you should repay me.
和我与你所寄居的这个民一样啊。
You promised me that I'll be just like your people.
亚伯拉罕说，我情愿起誓。
And Abraham said that I rather swear. And Abraham wanted to make covenant with him. And then Abraham complained about this one thing.
说从前呢, 亚比米勒的仆人呢, 霸占了亚伯拉罕的一口水井。
And Abraham complained to Abimelech that about a well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized.
所以, 亚伯拉罕呢, 就指责这个亚比米勒。
And then through this incident, Abraham rebuked Abimelech.
这个亚比米勒啊, 不晓得真的不知道还是假的不知道呢? 他说,我怎么不知道有这件事啊?
And then Abimelech tried to pretend stupid, so he pretend that he doesn't know anything about that.
你也没有告诉我,我现在才听见呢?
And you did not tell me, and I heard about this only today.
所以亚伯兰这个时候就给他羊和牛。
So Abraham brought sheep and cattle
跟他一起立约,
and gave them to Abimelech and to make a treaty.
28节就提到, 亚伯兰就把七只母羊羔, 另外放一处。
So Abraham set apart seven lambs from the flock.
亚比米勒就问亚伯兰, 那这只母, 这七只啊, 母羊羔, 另外放一边, 到底是什么意思啊?
And Abimelech asked Abraham, what is the meaning of this?
他就说了,你要从我手里受这七只母羊羔,作为我挖这口井的证据。
Except these seven lambs from my hand as a witness that I dug this well.
也就是要这个亚比米勒公开承认,这口水井是我挖的。
And then to
have... 你不能再霸占我的水井。
This is to make Abimelech announce publicly that the well was actually dug by Abraham.
这个水井等于啊, 牧羊人的, 他们的, 这个生命啊。
And well is the life of the shepherds.
没有水, 他们就活不下去了。
Without water, they cannot live on.
所以就给那个地方叫做别示巴。
Therefore, the place was called Beersheba.
那别示巴就是 名士的井。
This well was actually bear the swear and also oath.
好，33节说， 立约之后啊， 亚伯拉罕啊， 就在别示巴栽了一棵随丝柳树， 又在那里求告耶和华永生神的名。
So Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called upon the name of the Lord.
他种这一棵随丝柳树在那里求告神,以这棵为立约的一个记号,一个凭据。
So that tree served as an evidence of such a covenant made.
也就是说人会改变,但是在那里求告耶和华, 永生的神,永远的神,神绝对不会改变的。
And the covenant made between men will change sometimes, but if you make covenant through God, that will never change.
这一章我们就把内容简单就这样讲过了。
And we simply has gone through this chapter this evening.
有机会的时候我们再从中也许可以谈谈这个以撒跟以实玛利亚。
And if we have other opportunity, we'll talk more about Isaac and Ishmael. Both are the sons of Abraham.
保罗说,他们就预表两个约。
Paul said that they symbolizes two covenants made.
也预表今天呢,从血气生的亚伯兰的祖孙,和从灵生的亚伯兰的子孙。
And they also symbolizes the son of Abraham as born in the flesh, and also the son of Abraham as born in spirit.
我们真耶稣教会, 就是凭着神的应许生的。
And the true Jesus Church is actually born of the Spirit of God.
凭着神的灵生的。
And through the Spirit of God that we're born.
我们是主应许的圣灵降临，然后把教会建立起来。
And the church was founded with Holy Spirit that has been descended.
但是属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。
But then, those of flesh will exist first, before our appearance.
好像以实玛利在先，以后才有以撒。
Just like how Ishmael has come, has first come, and then came with Isaac.
靠着圣灵建立的教会。
A church that is formed by Holy Spirit.
从灵生的，指着我们真教会。
To be founded with Holy Spirit, it means true Jesus Church.
应许的圣灵还没有降临，之先呐所建立的教会，那是属人力、属血气的。
And before the Holy Spirit descended, the church that has been founded was only of flesh.
虽然他们都称亚伯拉罕为父，
even though they all called Abraham as father.
我们都称我们是神的儿子，主耶稣基督的。
We all regard ourselves as children of God.
但是如果不是从灵生的，却不能承受产业的。
But then if you're not born of Holy Spirit, then you cannot bear the inheritance.
所以我们要珍惜我们能够在神应许的教会得到重生。
Treasure the fact that we are able to be reborn in this, the church that's been founded by Holy Spirit.
为什么教会这么多，教派那么多，一定要到真耶稣教会？
Why are there so many Christian churches and denominations? And why are we only coming to True Jesus Church?
你们有圣灵吗？我们也有啊。
And if we say we have Holy Spirit, somebody else will claim they have as well.
我们是靠圣灵建立的教会，他们是有了教会然后来求圣灵，怎么会一样呢？
And we are a church that's been founded by Holy Spirit, and it's very different from churches that's been founded first and then later on they pursue after Holy Spirit.